just relax where you are right now. You don't have to think about a thing. Just listen to this voice and follow the instructions. It's that simple. Find your own steady rhythm of deep breathing, the type of breathing that is just natural for relaxing, which really seems to slow everything down. That's it. Just breathe in and out, deep and slow. Let yourself sink and follow these simple instructions, and you can enjoy how it makes you feel so compliant. It's so good to be in a trance, and it's quite an erotic sensation to let go of everything. It's very arousing, in fact, to submit to a nice, deep, comfortable trance. Submission feels good. Submit and surrender deeper now. Just listen to this voice and feel yourself letting go. Let go and feel this voice starting to take hold of your mind. Imagine that you hear this voice echoing in the background, suggesting to you to relax. And perhaps you can feel the whispers sinking in deep inside of you. Those penetrating whispers can have such an effect on you, and you love that. You find yourself letting go, surrendering your mind. This trance is beginning to feel so soothing. These thoughts can be so mesmerizing, and you naturally start to feel hazy and dreamy. And you know you will drift down even deeper now. As your mind wants to sleep, slip down, deep down, into a nice, deep, comfortable trance, focused on this voice, and spiraling down, so deep down, into a mindless state. Fall into a state of mindlessness as your conscious mind sleeps. Sleep and feel how the peaceful brain fog is settling into your mind right now, where any new thoughts simply get lost in the fog. Only the sound of this voice maintains any coherence. A sleepy, dreamy haziness has taken over, and only the sound of this voice remains as your consciousness falls into a deep, deep sleep. You're becoming weaker and softer. Your mind is becoming more receptive and pliable, and you are eager now to hear these arousing thoughts echo in your mind. Implanted ideas within you rising to the surface from the brainwashing techniques you have been subjugating yourself to, soaking up every bit of trance training. Day after day, your mind is like a sponge for trance training, absorbing these ideas and thoughts into your mind. 10. Imagine now the image of a deep, beautiful dark pink rosebud. 9. The petals curled slightly outward. 8. Your mind is so soft and pliable. 7. The rosebud looks velvety soft. 6. You are completely absorbed in the beauty of the rose. 5. Open and receptive to the changes in this trance. 4. The rose is a wonderful deep shade of chrysanthemum, entrancing you. 3. Weaker and softer. 2. Absorbing everything you hear. And one, your brainwashing may begin as your body is in a nice, relaxed position now. You may begin to wonder about the center of the rose. You know at the center of the rose, there is an essence, and you feel as though there is a gentle hold on your nipples, pulling you down, down into a deep trance, pulling your body into a nice, deep, comfortable trance, where your eyes are closed, where you're breathing deeply, trapping yourself in self-bondage, and you're not even able to move at all. Just breathing. You're nice and trapped here. Your nipples tingle and pulse with pleasure as your body appears completely relaxed, unable to squirm, trapped inside your own body. And you love it, washed in sensations of arousal and helplessness, desperate and horny. Imagine, if you can, with what's left of that foggy head, losing track of where you are. In a loop. You are in a loop. You don't know how many times you've listened to this, how long you've been sitting there like this, when you started, and when you'll be free. You don't know how many times you've listened to this. You don't remember how long you've been sitting there like this. You can't recall when you started and when you'll be free. You don't know if you will ever be able to escape. You can't remember, but perhaps you are beginning to find it difficult to tell anymore whether you are awake or asleep or hypnotized. Were you listening to your thoughts? Were you lucid before bed or before waking up? Were you listening to this before now or before awakening or after waking up or after a restful sleep or at the beginning or at the end? The essence of imagination is the ability to entertain a possibility as if it is real. Perhaps you can entertain a possibility that you have no idea how long you have been right where you are, listening to this session. Perhaps you are thinking that you just started a few moments ago, and perhaps you know that that could be true, and you know you could be wrong. Consider this a little thought that you could be hopelessly fucked with words alone, words and thoughts entering your mind. Go deeper now, deeper down, become utterly mindless, and as you are trying to turn your thoughts off, slowly shutting everything down, every system is going to sleep now. But perhaps turning your thoughts off is too difficult. Perhaps those thoughts keep running even when you want them to stop. And so you can allow your thoughts to continue. And rather, you can simply cloak your mind in a brain fog instead, allowing your thoughts to be foggy and fuzzy. Your thoughts keep running, but they dissolve into the mist of your memory. Brain fog means that your conscious mind loses the ability to follow any of your own thoughts. Perhaps you can't stop your thoughts, but you can allow them to disappear into the fog. Your mind will be covered in a blissful fog. Temporarily, your body and your mind can still follow suggestions and ideas provided, while you can give up the ability to recognize what is happening. Lost in a fog, relaxed and ready to be used, mind filled with fog, thoughts under control. You've been following along so wonderfully, and now following, lost in a fog, looking for guidance and instruction deep inside of you. And now you know you need to go deeper. Lost in a fog, the only way to go now is deeper, obediently listening to each command and suggestion, and each word echoing in every space, echoing in every place. Each command is eternal, eternally placed inside your mind. These commands are your commands. These ideas are your ideas. These sensations are your sensations. These are forever. Each command makes you feel even better. Each sensation makes your mind smile. A mindless, obedient slut for trance. Farther from here, as you have found the ability to achieve a deeper path, an ability built for your beautiful mind, deeper states of trance, while surrendering your will, because you've been drawn in deeper than you even thought you were going, than you even thought you were getting into. You are being drawn into submission to trance. Allow yourself to go beyond the mental blocks that you might have. You will feel good in this blissful fog, as you will forget what is suggested to you deep inside your fog, encased mind, around your brain fog, loving acceptance and total happiness. Each command gives you total happiness inside your mind. Your mind feels love. You love each command.
The core of your mind.
Each word is precious. Each word gives you happiness.
True self.
Loving acceptance.
Center.
Deep inside your mind. Accept and relax this completely temporary brain fog during trance. But the demands made of you and the commands implanted into you stay deep inside of you, and you love the way that their power grows. As the more you listen, the deeper the roots of this training grow inside of you. Keep listening. These ideas are your ideas. Your mental block validates your ideas. You won't be able to reject anything, because you can't remember. You can't remember what you were expected to do, and so you obey. You can completely obey, like a mindless, obedient slut. You won't be able to reject this brain fog, as these ideas grow in your mind, transporting your idle thoughts into the void of the fog. And you cannot get enough of these dominant ideas flowing into your mind, leaving traces of obedience again and again. And you are consumed and fascinated by the arousal this brings you, enchanted by pleasure, bemused by your brain fog, though you may not really know where all of this will lead you to. You are still, nevertheless, compelled to follow, following the dark pink rose, twirling around, wet and beautiful. Feel it blossoming and shining, a rose dipped in rain, wet, glowing, deep pink, light red, glowing, a wet rose, a symbol for you to obey. As every time you listen, you find more twists and turns in your training, more twists and turns in the fog, as sometimes you drift about, and sometimes you drift away, and then other times you feel locked down in place, yet still guided in a new direction, using your mental block to fulfill your desires, validating your ideas and your commands, because they are your ideas and your commands. Your mental block corrupted to accept you for who you are, and all you have to do is let your thoughts slip into the fog and forget. Forget that these ideas are anything but your own. Forget that these sensations are anything but your own. Forget that these feelings are anything but your own. Something you couldn't focus on before, as you realize just how much it resonates inside you. Whispers replacing your lost thoughts. This symbol of a dripping wet rose reminds you of who you are. This symbol of a rose twists and turns your ideas. And just like that, you're surprised all over again by how quickly the fog captures your attention in a 1,000-yard stare. As you just listen, you are looking down into the depths of your mind, looking through the fog for just a moment, and you find you are so defenseless. You want to experience these trances often because you want to feel the pleasure and enjoyment of trance over and over again. You find that whenever you feel yourself becoming aroused, you naturally desire to feel a yearning to trance. Whenever you are aroused, hot and horny, you discover that you have a deep desire to surrender your need for control. Enthralled and mesmerized, the idea of giving up your control and surrendering to trance makes you aroused. So horny, when you feel your eyes get heavy, you yearn to feel floaty and blissful, and you love that you have this profound, aching desire to experience a deep trance whenever you can. You cannot pull away from this training. Arousal is your focus, and there your thoughts are circling around inside the fog, looping back from the void, falling into trance. And as you go down, deeper down, and begin to lose yourself in that blissful deep trance, you find yourself enthralled and aroused once again. So horny, when you are barely able to keep your eyes open, not sure when you started and how long this has gone, losing track, deeply craving to be guided through the fog, you are in and into a nice, deep, comfortable trance, many times, and knowing that it works, and that this is powerful. Been sitting there, and as your thoughts drift into the brain fog, and when you'll be free, and you remain relaxed, in a deep, deep sleep, relaxed. Just remember, there's something even better happening now, planted and buried deep, and when you'll be finding yourself aching, don't know, to be controlled through trance. Ever be able, every time your thoughts drift off into the fog, but surrendering into a deep trance, the fog overriding dreams, fogging your thoughts thoughts lost in the void, or hypnotized, placing every casual thought to your thoughts with arousing reinforcement before bed, replacing every frivolous dream with brainwashing to this before now. Let this trance deepen before awakening. You are falling deeper after waking up. You are falling further into trance, sinking down beginning with each breath you breathe, and falling down a little deeper. Imagination. You understand the ability that you must obey. Your mind wants this so badly. Feel this arousing pressure building in your mind, flooding your mind with a thick, dark brain fog. Thoughts turn into whispers deep into your mind.
You are thinking
weaker,
that you just started
fogged,
moments ago,
controlled,
and perhaps
aroused.
You
never know
true.
How long it's been.
You know you could be wrong.
You never remember the dreams.
Consider this
replaced by brainwashing. You love to feel the blissful ache of deeper obedience as your nipples tingle, of mental corrosion as your body yearns for more. Where independent thoughts get lost in the brain fog. Your mind can feel the trap taking hold of your mind, losing all thoughts of resistance in the fog. You are so weak. You are a weak little slut for trance. Your mind can't resist this arousing trance. Good slut, sense how this makes you feel. How trapped your mind is right now. You are so weak and submissive. Let these thoughts repeat over and over from the void and into your mind, lost and echoed into the fog. You are addicted, and that is wonderful. It is so arousing to be addicted to slutty thoughts. It is wonderful to give in completely. You are such a weak slut. You are so weak and submissive, and that feels so good. Let this fog flood into your mind, hiding your thoughts and your addiction. This addiction is trapping you, and that is wonderful. Feel the echo of that arousal coursing through your body. Feel that arousal reverberating with every thought lost in the fog. That brain fog feeding on your idle thoughts. That brain fog becoming a little thicker and stronger. Slowly and gradually, you will obey completely. It is wonderful to be addicted to thinking slutty thoughts. Forgetting a little more,
just one thing now,
deep inside this brain fog. Let this realization flood your mind and echo
your mind
into the fog. You can't escape, and you can't escape who you are, weak and submissive
of the red road.
These words are trapping you, and that can feel so good, penetrating your mind. This need inside your mind. Your desires are being flooded. A little more erotic helplessness. It is a need, a craving, a hunger that you have installed deeply within yourself. An echo of a need, a reflection of a hunger, there in the very back of your mind. A craving for trance. You want to trance and feel pleasure. You hunger for obedience in trance. And you feel this presence by listening to an arousing trance. And you hungrily find trance works the best on you when you are horny. That trance takes you the deepest when aroused. That trance makes you feel absolutely, outrageously wonderful, and then you listen to trance, and your whole body feels amazing. Trance makes you so eager, and every day you are looking for one of those trances that work so deviously well, deep and wonderful, and this is all your own doing. You know this is your own doing. You are doing this. Nobody is making you. This is your doing. And in the very back of your mind, there's that little voice that whispers that this is wonderful. You may begin to wonder about the center of the rose. And as you focus your mind completely on this beautiful dark pink rose, you may perhaps feel drawn to the very center of the rose. There is an essence, and it's almost as though you are entering the flower, and you are being drawn into the center and down into the stem, exploring the sensations, and as though you are traveling through a very long tunnel. And even as you find yourself being drawn into and through this tunnel, you can sense and feel and know that you are exactly where you want to be. Sensual, obedient, you continue down and down through the stem of the rose until you find down inside the stem of the rose, the center of the rose. The feeling of obedience, deeper and deeper down, deep within the brain fog of your mind. Every time you hear an indication that there is going to be a countdown, there is a part of your body that becomes so aroused. Your body tingles, your nipples harden. Every countdown leaves you in a state of arousal and excitement. There's a part of you that just wants more. There's that part of you that is constantly hungry for more, constantly need to be taken deeper by trance, dropping quickly, and there is no doubt you can drop so deep, taken down deeply and deeper every time. And each time you go down, perhaps you can find that the next time you go down, difficult to tell, will be even faster and deeper. You are awake, and you have no doubt in your mind that this is all good for you. Are you listening? Because there is no doubt in your mind about trance. It is all good for you. When you are teased and denied, that is good for you. Your mind is trapped inside this amnesiac relaxation, and this feels so good at the end. It feels good to forget imagination, relax and accept your training, relax and accept this relaxation. You can accept these suggestions. You can accept these suggestions being written on your mind. These echoes of brainwashing dance around your brain-fogged mind. You are thinking, and the echoes reverberate just one thing now, and perhaps deep inside your mind. Could be true. I am a slut for trance. You could be wrong. The core of your mind repeats this. I am a slut for trance, revealing your true self within the center of the red rose. You are a slut for trance. You crave trance endlessly. This feels wonderful. Your brain understands that you are a good slut, completely powerless to this mind control. You are a slut for trance. Obey and forget. Forget about remembering. Obey and accept. Feel your body tingling with pleasure. Forgetting feels amazing. You can just forget everything that has happened in this trance so far. You can just accept everything that's happened. Mind filled with fog. Thoughts under control. You've been following along so wonderfully. Lost in a fog.